Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Baruch ben Rabbi Moshe. The Gemara Maseches Ksubis, Taf Yudam Amud Aleph, talks about an Almanas Isa. So Almanas Isa's child is going to be Mutar Al Tzveik Sveika. What's an Almanas Isa? Rashi explains the name of Yom Tov, Rabbi Yosef Tov Ilem. They were talking about a woman who got divorced from her first husband. Visafik, Safik the Get was Karvla, Safik the Get was Karvla. Then he dies within 3 months, this first husband. And then she gets married to a kohen within these 3 months. And she gives birth to this baby. Now this baby might be the son of the first husband, 9 months ago, or maybe he's the son of the second husband, whom his mother married 7 months ago. So the kid's a safek cholol, because maybe his mother was a grusha and she married a kohen, and he's the son of the kohen. We're matri the child out sveik sveika. Why? Shema eino benoshel kohen. Maybe he's not the son of the kohen. Maybe he's the son of the Yisrael. And if you say he's the son of the kohen, maybe his mother wasn't a grusha. Maybe she was an almana. If she's the husband, wife of the second guy, maybe she's takan almana, because her first husband died, and it wasn't that she was divorced for the get. The get wasn't a good get, and she's an almana. So either he belongs to the first father, the first husband, and he's a czar, he's Beseder Gamor, or maybe there's a tzad that he belongs to the second husband, he's the son of a kohen, but his mother wasn't Bechlal Grusha. There's a big kasha on this. How's a child to talk about his fake sveika? It says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, of Tesam et Aleph, Tumtum is not multi but the shofar, even a fellow Tumtum, because a Tumtum is chayav l'shmo called shofar, because the suffix maybe he's a man, but he can't be motzi another tumtum, because maybe he's a woman and he's not a bar chiyuv, a frekt, the re'aim. And his biur al smag brought in the shara ha-melech, mikvos, simen gimel, shuvus rebi kivegar kamas, simen vav. What's the reason that he can't be motzi, a fellow tumtum, al tzveik sveika? Let him be motzi, a fellow tumtum, al tzveik sveika. Why? Because maybe the person listening is an Isha, and he's not Mechuyev at all in this mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. And even if his fellow even if the guy who's listening is an Ish, he's a man, maybe the person blowing is also a man. So you have a Sveik Sveika that he should be able to hear Tshkof Shofar from a fellow Tumtum. And for the rain. But Sherei Gufi Lomrin and Sveik Sveika, if they're two bodies, we don't say Sveik Sveika. Two bodies, there's no Sveik Sveika. And therefore, there are two people involved here. There's the Motzi who's a Tumtum, and there's the Yotze who's a Tumtum. Shtregu filomrinam Sveik Sveika. So now we can ask, in our Sugi as well, is this Sveik Sveika but Shtregu fi? Safek echad klape ha'aim, shi'egrushan almana. Safek echad klape ha'ben, see the son of the first father or the second, or the first husband or the second husband. So how do we talk about Sveik Sveik Betrei Gufei here? He said there's one suffix, Shema Eino B'no Shel Kohen. Maybe he belongs to the Tsar. So Klapi the Ben, we assume that maybe he's the son of the first husband. And then we have a suffix, Klapi the Isha. Is the Isha Grusha? Or is the Isha Almana? Sveik Sveik Betrei Gufei. If he is Oyabritis, how does this work? Should be no good. If the Reim says it's Sveik Sveik, it doesn't work Betrei Gufei, how does it work in our Sugya? Moreover, Velt asks, the Gemara in Gittin Hamad Bey say for Torah that's in the hands of a Goy, an Akum. There's an opinion. You could read from it, Rashi says, we have a Sveik Sveika. Maybe a Jew wrote it, the Koi just happens to have it, or maybe the Akum wrote it, but he didn't write it L'Shem of a Dezara. He wrote it L'Shem Yisrael, he wrote it L'Shema. Nachamol, how do we have a Sveik Sveika here? Shrei Gufei, two Gufim. In other words, Shem Yisrael Kosvo, and even if the Akum wrote it, maybe he wrote it for the right intentions. Sveik Sveika Betrei Gufei. Nachakasha, Betav Tzilegindu. The Gemara in Gittin and Tesamit Beis, Ish V'Isha, but water, Remetil Meraglayim, urinated in a cup, and there's blood in the water. Or Matire the woman, I'll say Sveika. Maybe it's from the man, or it's from the woman, maybe it's not from the Makor. See, here also, we're compelled to ask the question, how can you say Sveik Sveika? There's no Sveik Sveika here, because it's Trei Gufe. And we said that with Trei Gufe, we don't talk about Sveik Sveikas. Because there's the man, say maybe it's the blood of the man, and if it's the blood of the woman, maybe it's not from the Makor. Seder, but it's a Sveik Sveika with Trei Gufe. So, Moreno HaGoyin, Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, explains in his Shari Chaim and Simon Mem Dalid Ksubis that this klal of their aim legabe tumtum, that we don't say sveik sveik but trei gufe, is not stam a general hard fast rule with no logic behind it, that we never say sveik sveik when it's on two gufim. Rather, it has a rationale to it, and it's only shaykh in the suffix of the tumtum. Why? Because there first we're discussing the guf of the shomea. Is he an ish and mechuyev b'mitzvah shofar, or maybe he's an isha? How are we machriya the suffik? One suffik. How are we machriya? We're machriya that he's a man. You have to be machmir on the suffik. So since we're machmir on the suffik, now he's chayv midin vaday. And now his friend, we want his friend to be motzi, his friend wants to be motzi him. So klape the mashmi himself, we're going to be machuya that he's vadei chayiv. But like abei didan, he's suffik. We're not sure, is he chayiv or not? So when the diyun is on the shomea, we're machuya that he's chayiv midin vadei. And then the mashmiya, who's not the issue here, he's a suffik. As far as we're concerned, we weren't machuya his suffik, he's a suffik. So Rav Shmuel Yaakov Bornstein, in his footnote here, he's the one who, actually it wasn't Rav Shmuel Yaakov Bornstein, it was Rav Chaim Shmuel, it's his grandson. Rav Shmuel Yaakov Bornstein wrote Ksubas and wrote Kedushin and Gittin. This was written by Rav Chaim's grandson. Rav Shmuel Yaakov Bornstein is the big Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael, Rosh Hashiva Kiryas Melech, who was recently Nifter. He's a good Talmud of Rav Chaim Al Kopanim. In the footnote here, he explains that it could be the pshat is that when we say Sveika Daraisa L'chumra, it's Lagabi the Gavra. So when we look at this tumtum, we look at the Gavra and we say you're definitely Chayiv, but not Ba'atzma Sachiv. So in other words, when you say is this a Shem Aysen Mitzvah, you say maybe, maybe not. Maybe the Mashmi is a tumtum, maybe he's an Ish, maybe he's an Isha. There we're not Machriya that he's definitely an Ish. Only Lagabi the person, we're Machriya that he's an Ish. So he's not hearing at Kiev Adais, this is at Kiev Safek. And he's chayvin at Kiev Adais because he's vadeh mechuyev. A kopanim, we see that when you talk about a tzvei tzveik of a trei gufe, the reason you don't say it by a tumtum is because you're first machuya his Safek. First you look at him. You're machuya levadai that he's chayiv. And memela afterwards, it's too late. You can't say that somebody who's, that he could be yotzei from another tumtum, because the other tumtum might be a woman, might be a man, we don't know. Klape Yasvur Mesupik. Klape he himself, he's going to be Chayiv B'Vadei. But when we look at him, we already machuya the suffix of the other person that he's Vadei Chayiv, we want to know if he's Yotze or not. And now they're already machuya that suffix. How is this person? Whose suffix we weren't machuya, we don't know. Maybe like Rav Chaim's grandson says, maybe because this tkiah that he makes, it's only going to be a suffik tkiah. It's the person, maybe he's mechuya vade, but the tkiah is going to be a suffik tkiah. So he can't be motzi the shomea. So that's what the rain means, that we don't say sveik sveik, but trei gufe, because klapi the gufa rishon, there's only one suffik. We have a psak that he's mechuyav machmas a suffik, since he's a huchra, that he's mechuyav. Nineila hoder dina, the olav lishmoy mishu vade barchiyav lo misafik barchiyav, and therefore mineila the din is that he has to hear from a vade bar chiyuv and not from a suffik bar chiyuv. Also, in the footnote, Reb Chaim's grandson suggests that maybe we can say, like, the Achronim say you don't judge a sveik sveik of the two sveikas come bezachar zem, again, Avram Tov Lamites, Tazi Aradesim, and Kufyut. Because once the first suffix is nifsak lahachmir, zeo, kvar mukhar midai. So the fizeh, farenfurt, alakashis. Because dafka over there, by the tumtum, the rain was mechadesh. No, you already machuya one suffix. Now another goof. That other goof, you cannot be motzi this goof. This goof, you already machuya the suffix. That he's vadai. You can't be mitzarif the suffix of the other person. But in all the other cases, it's a different mitzias. The two sveikas are with two gufim, but there's only one nida, and there are two sibas to be mad with this nida. And that was in the case of nida. What's the nida? What's the nida? The nida is this woman a nida, or is this woman not a nida? We have two sibas that she's not a nida. Maybe it was the man's blood. If it was her blood, maybe it wasn't from the makor. Two matirin for one nida. Sefer Torah. What's the nidon? Is the Sefer Torah kosher or not? So we have two sibas to be matir. You're right, the two sibas are in two gufim, but we have two sibas to be. We have only one nidon, the Sefer Torah. Maybe it was written by the Jew, maybe it was written by the Goy L'Shem L'Shma. In our sugya also. You're right, there are two nidonim, the mother and the son. But klapi the nidon and the son, we have two matirim. Maybe he's the son of the first guy, he's a tzar. Maybe he's the son of the second guy. And his mother's an almana. So we have two sibis to be mad to this boy. The nidon is on this boy. We want to know about this boy. Is this boy chol or not? Shtei sibis lahatir. Even though these two sibis are with two different gufim, but they're two sibis lahatir. Now, let's say we first are done mitzad the mother. Is she ksheri lakuna or not? And then what's going to be the achra? No, she's not. She's a surah lakon misafik. So memela is only going to be one suffik on the son. Is he the son of the kohen or the son of the czar? And on the side that he's the son of the kohen, he's out. It's a cholal. So we have to say that here the tchilas hadiyun is he the son of the kohen? Because if he's the son of the tzar, klape the son, we don't have to worry about the kashrus of the mother. Because we don't care if the mother is kosher, we don't care what the status of her second marriage is. So we start by saying, is he the son of the kohen? And then we have a siba to be matir. What's a siba to be matir? Maybe yes. And his mother is. His mother is an almana. And then, maybe he's the son of the tsar. And then the mother doesn't even get involved. The mother's not even part of our suffix. Because he's the son of the tsar. It's the mother's first marriage. But it's all klape the ben. The whole suffix is klape. Is the ben is the ben kosher or not? So we say that mitzad, if he's the son of the kohen, he's kosher. Because maybe his mother is tzad. Maybe his mother was an almana, and maybe he's the son of the tzar, and he's also kosher al tzad. We don't start with the mother and say that the mother is usher to the kohen. Not a good place to start. So the focus is completely on the son. See the son of the tzar? You can even start there. See the son of the tzar? Seder gamur. See the son of the kohen? Also maybe the seder. Hashem came in the case of Tumtum, Tchilas HaSafek, is on the Tumtum HaShomea, is he Chayiv? And then we're machriya that he is. Once that decision is made, Ein b'chalal amaladaber. Now to go look at the other guy. The other guy's suffix isn't going to help us. We already machriya that this guy was Chayiv. So when there are two gufim, and we already machriya the suffix for one of the goofs, and you can't go to the other goof for the second suffix, because we already machriya on the first, so the tumtum, we're ready for whatever reasons we discussed earlier. We're already machriya the suffix. So if tzvika writes the luchumra, is the shomea man or a woman? We say he's a man, he's chayiv vaday. So now somebody else can. We can't use the suffix of the other person to help him along and say, yeah, but maybe the other guy's also a man. Doesn't help us because that's only a suffix. Klapeyas, the other person's only a suffix. Memela, we already machriya din levadai. Can't be motziyim. And also the gabe the tumtum, there are two nidonim. Is he chayiv and tkiyah shofar and kidah bimashmiya bimotziyim? We're machriya that he's chayiv. And the second suffix isn't going to help us. Why? Because we already said the first, we're machriya that he's chayiv. And now there's a second nidon, can the other person be motziyim? Mashen came with suffix cholol. There's only one nidon, is he a cholol or not? And there are two sfekas to be matir him. So by the tumtum, the first way we said is that we're ready machriya that he's chayiv midin vaday, and now we can't be mitzarif the suffix of the other goof. Maybe he's also chayiv to be motzi him. No, because that's still a suffix, and here's a vaday. Or maybe the two nidonim by a tumtum are. Him, and can the other person be motzi him? And the answer is, we're ready machri on him. He's vaday. So now the suffix, can the other person be motzi him? Zelo zerlanu, but in a suffix cholol, there's really only one nidon. What's the nidon? The nidon is. Is he a chol or not? And for that, we have two sivas to be matir. So that, sweet friends, is a nice mahalach, food for thought. Always a lot more to say. Mishpizoch alum odu lam midlashmav last lechem is called the Rei Samu Torah Sabihava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.